far as we're aware, well, we know there are several bonfires that are being planned in different parts of the city. My own particular area around the Northern Road and those vicinities, there's been a number of pallets that have been discarded. We're assuming they've been actually abandoned. They've been transported from one area to another for one of the bonfires in one of the other locations of the city. And it's caused, obviously, a lot of issues in terms of local residents. They've been lying abandoned on the middle of the roads in some cases. So we've arranged for the removal. That's the first thing they point out. But we're calling on local businesses within some of the industrial estates in particular, where we think some of these may have been taken from, to make sure that their sites are secure, to make sure that this stuff doesn't recur, because this could be, obviously, something that would repeat itself up until the 15th.
So what you're saying, really, is a collective approach is needed going forward to make sure that this doesn't happen again?
Absolutely. I mean, last night I was engaging with the community safety wardens, and they've engaged with the council as well, and they will engage with the police in terms of making sure that some of the businesses in the area are visited. The businesses that would store this type of material, they make sure that none of them none of the material is lying loose and potentially then available for some of the young people they take. In terms of the bonfires themselves, I mean, that's a much wider discussion. There's a bonfires working group within the council and continuing its work in terms of trying to get alternatives to bonfires. Our own party position is that we would prefer bonfires don't happen, obviously, but it's a reality that some young people are still engaged in collecting material, so that's a wider issue.